This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everyone, Sean and Hayes will be at Vulture Fest in LA this Sunday with Titus Welliver, aka Bosch. That's right, Bosch meets Bosch this Sunday, November 14th at 11:15 a.m. Check out this headline from Vulture Fest. Hollywood Handbook dives into Hollywood homicide with Bosch, a coming together of two LA institutions. I got the freaking goosebumps, gang. This is going to be amazing. The ticket links are in the description. See you there Sunday, November 14th.
Okay, Ben, and whenever you're ready, just take us in.
Okay. Oh, I'm actually like...
You got to do the... This is the thing. Hayes and I, we switch off every week who does... So Michelle, so you know, so the way the show normally starts is one of us is finishing a funny little story from our week. Sometimes they're about us doing something fantastical, or they're about us like with our famous friends. It's kind of a name droppy thing, some activity. But, you know, I've done it the past couple of weeks, and so it's Hayes's turn. Of course, Hayes is not here. We have possible guest host Ben Rogers, and so you just, and Kevin, if you want to start the song again, actually we usually start it during the song, it'll be quick, and then we'll bring you in, Michelle, as soon as Ben tells kind of a funny little anecdote to like lighten the mood and get the show off on the right foot.
Yeah, I feel like this is a bad one to switch off on. I wasn't even aware I was going to be guest hosting possibly. I thought I was just coming in and doing a quick bit or two. I didn't realize I was in the running for a guest. I mean, I'm happy to do this.
You're promoted, you know what I mean? So this is good news for you. And I say, pressure makes diamonds. So what we'll do is, Kevin will start the song again. Okay. You'll launch right into... just a funny, whimsical story that makes the guest comfortable, that makes us look good. And you know, it'll, they always kind of end in a very natural, fun, funny way.
Okay, great.
And then we get into the show. It sets the show up for success.
Okay, that's good. Honestly, I need this. So I bought a puzzle. It's like, it's big. It's 3,000 pieces. And I've been working on this bad boy all weekend.
Ben, do you listen to the show at all?
I haven't in a while.
Okay.
Okay.
I did a puzzle thing very recently. So we try not to do it. We try not to steal each other's stuff and like step on each other's ideas.
Oh, really? Okay. Because, all right.
You know, just I did a puzzle thing. It actually went over awesome. It was really funny. Michelle, did you hear that one?
No.
The puzzle one? No, you didn't. Got saving it up. I do that sometimes where I save it up for like, and you're on tour now, so you probably got, you know, certain longer commutes and stretches where you're traveling and you're like, well, that'll fly by if I save this great puzzle story that Sean told on the episode with, and who knows what guest it was, whether it was the Try Guys or one of these other guests we've had. But okay, you haven't heard it either, Michelle. Okay, so Ben, finish the puzzle story, and then we should bring the guest in, because she's been waiting a long time, and it's kind of like she's like the big deal for this.
Yeah,
show.
Okay. I mean, I'll just speed right to the end, and this is straight, ripped from the headlines. I mean, this really happened. I finished this thing, and I'm missing a piece, and I'm like, son of a bitch. I open my Roomba. It's in there. And it's completed. Anyway, that's it.
Okay, and now Ben will just welcome us all to Hollywood Handbook, and you, of course, know the famous catchphrase from the show.
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, I don't know it, man.
Yeah,
if this is what we do, we back each other up, and I'm not sure I know it either. Hayes usually says it, but okay, what up? Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Such a great show today. We have an amazing guest, Michelle's on her. She's on tour with her band, Japanese Breakfast. She had this memoir come out this year, Crying in H Mart. Chef Kevin said it's the best book he's read all year and maybe even longer than that. And it started an enormous feud with friends and guests of the show. Here to squash the beef, we've got Michelle. Michelle, how are you feeling?
Good.
Yes, that's exactly what we wanted. And I'll credit that to Ben a little bit. So obviously we have Ben. He's never guest hosted. We've never had a guest host really at all. Hayes, he's busy. His life is picking up. He's got a lot of irons in the fire. He's got these other projects. Have you seen any of these Fast movies, Fast Furious, all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Hayes is, he's making the cars now for those.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it's fucking sick, dude. He put like fire on them and stuff.
Because they're getting pretty complicated.
Yeah. So he's doing that.
They go into space now.
Yeah, the cars go to space. And so he's kind of like, and he says they're going to space. And he like wouldn't tell me exactly what he meant, but he said, and beyond. So to me, I'm like, that's a really big deal. We
that might
need
be like the afterlife or something.
Yeah, that I guess that too. I said maybe they drive through the finale of Lost. Like, would that be sick? Like when everyone's getting on the bus from Purgatory to go to heaven. If the fucking bus gets into a drag race then with one of these Fast and the Furious cars.
And they can do that now. I mean, the technology's there. I don't know if you guys saw The Irishman, but they can do crazy stuff. Hey, you could put those guys in Lost, no problem.
Yes, I saw The Irishman, very famous episode of our show about that movie. But yeah, I loved in The Irishman when they went to Lost. you know, we obviously were honored to have you. We love that you're a guest here. Also, we have some housekeeping, which is we got to see if Ben would make a good guest host for the show.
And I'm open to all notes, anything, you know, good, bad, fire away. I will say I do need this.
You didn't even know that you were offered.
I didn't. No, I didn't. But now that it's on the table, I am realizing how much stuff. I'm in big trouble, Michelle, and I could use this.
Your house looks pretty nice.
It's too nice. It's too nice, and I, you
the
know,
thing's
I got
a fucking
for
boulder
it
coming for him. It's like Indiana Jones. Like yeah, the second he signed the deed of that living space, he basically had to run as fast as he could, and he it, needs
to
a
podcasting.
Paycheck.
Yeah.
Well, I'll to need podcasting. Anything. I pissed off some of the wrong people, and I'm. You know, Kevin Feige guy has it in for me and I'm having trouble getting jobs anywhere. So podcasting, whatever, I'll do anything.
Yeah. And so I know you haven't really listened to the show.
We
usually don't denigrate podcasting.
Okay.
Oh, were you talking
like,
to
we
me
usually
or
start
Michelle?
Off being like to podcasting, like it's the shittiest thing you can do just because for me, it's a huge part of my life. You know, and I didn't, when I talked about like your band and your memoir, I wasn't like, you have a band and like you wrote a memoir. Like, it's like, just, it's just not nice. So I'll start off and just say, is there anything you want to get off your chest now that you're here? Is there any kind of rant you want to unload on us, Michelle? What really burnt your beans this week? Bad customer service interaction, or maybe just somebody cut you off in traffic?
We had, I flew to Austin from New York, and we were
great
flying.
Comedy scene there.
Yeah. And we got on the plane. Luckily, this festival paid for me to be in business. So I was like, oh, great. Like, this will go easy. It's like a 3-hour flight. And I guess I heard that, wait, what's that thing called with the race cars? Not Fast and Furious, but like Grand.
Formula One.
Formula One, yeah. So like the Formula One's going on. So later on, I heard that there were a lot of like private jets that were flying out of New York. And that's why the traffic was backed up for like 2 hours on the plane. Like we were on the runway and waiting for all these things and these planes to go up. And like, we had a very honest, like communicative pilot, like maybe like painfully so, like not like should not have been as like transparent as he was.
Keep some of it to yourself.
So he was basically like, okay, well, like the progress report is it's going to be like a 2-hour wait on this runway because there's all these planes and, you know, we're going to turn the engine off because we have the minimum amount of gas to get from New York to Austin. So to save gas, we're going to like turn the engine off. And then like the whole plane was just like, why would you tell us?
Why would
you like top that shit off? Like what the fuck? So then,
hey everybody, you're mildly in danger. You,
I'm actually not going to drink for this ride. We're in good hands.
And then like, so then we got like rerouted. And so we didn't have enough gas. So we had to go back to the gate. There was like a miscommunication about whether or not people could get off of the plane and like go get something to eat. So it was like kind of really early in the morning. It was a weird time where like people probably didn't eat anything. And then 2 hours delay, like we were worried about starving or something.
Hey gang, thanks again for choosing this airline. I did an oopsie. So what we are going to, what we are going to do is just start over.
That's all right, gang. Cool. My bad. I ate all the granola bars. We're in a lot of trouble here. But we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Yeah. So I felt like I got these like stale corn nuts that I was like really coveting. Mm. And, it, you know, my like greatest fear is being hungry. So that was my trauma of the week.
Uh-oh. And that's a good fear to have.
Yeah. I have a major fear of being, I don't know what
I think
what
it might be a bad
me,
one because
like,
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's better than like being afraid of like water or something like that, or like
something more common. Yeah. But if you're afraid of snakes, I feel like you can lead so much of your life without really feeling like you're going to encounter one. But if you're afraid of being hungry, that is coming for you.
Yeah, it's a real fear.
It's going to happen for me basically every single day.
Yeah, I do that thing where like I'm definitely not going to finish something and I'm probably not going to eat it later, but it's really hard for me to get rid of because I live in fear that one day I will, or like later on I will be hungry and I will want the thing that I threw away. So I tend to kind of like raccoon food away.
I had a friend once who was an assistant for an extremely famous television showrunner personality, and maybe you'll get to this level at some point, but basically what happened is this very powerful, famous person got very hungry one day, sort of reacted like he didn't know what was happening to him, and called in the assistant and said, and said, hey, this way I feel, I don't like it. Why do I feel this way? I haven't eaten anything in hours. And they were like, okay, well, yeah, we'll get you food. And then the food was taking too long. And he said, this is never happening again. What I want is every hour on the hour, you bring me food. And so they would go and get like really nice sushi or like a turkey burger or whatever it was and just bring it into his office. And like 3/4 of the time, he'd be like, "What? I don't want that. I just ate 1 hour ago. Like, why are you bringing this to me?"
But just in case. Mm-hmm. I mean, who wants a turkey burger, period? I haven't even thought about a turkey burger in years.
Michelle, like, you're not going to believe the turn this story takes. I'll tell you who wanted it. My friend, the assistant. So he walks in. His boss says, get that out of here. I don't want that. Like, I just ate. He goes back to his desk, gets in alone in his corner, and starts eating the turkey burger. The boss comes out of the office and goes, you know what? I changed my mind. I will have the turkey burger. Now he's fucked. He has to pretend he got mugged. But I gotta say, we don't insult podcasting on this show, and we don't insult turkey burgers.
I will insult turkey burgers to the death.
Consider that strike two. Okay.
And honestly, I'm sorry you had such a bad flight experience. I was one of those private jets going to Austin, and I had no business. I mean, why I'm wasting my money on that jet? I am fucked here. I mean, financially.
Like, I have to say that I think that turkey burgers and podcasts are like the most Caucasian things. So I'm waiting for my muscles.
like, for now.
My number three strike being like something like granola bars or something.
Okay, yeah, and that is what the pilot, that was the first specific that the pilot said he ate all of on the flight, so. That feels pretty targeted at this point. So, I guess now's a good time for me to check in and say, yeah, I'm not really the main host of the show usually. I'm more of the co-host. I need Ben to be driving the bus a little bit.
Okay.
So when you told your anecdote about the plane and everything, how'd you feel about the way Ben, like when he chimed in, what he was bringing to the table? Did he give you space, Michelle, to finish your story? Did you feel like the momentum was lost? Like, how did that go for you?
It went great, but Ben's doing a great job.
Ben's doing
thanks.
Good.
I'm so proud of him.
Oh, wow. Because I thought for sure you were going to really take me to task about the granola bar thing. Because I was the one that threw that in there and it didn't seem to go over.
Oh, I'm not like a granola bar fan, really.
Neither am I. Usually they're packed with sugar. Get that shit out of my life, you know?
So no turkey burgers, no granola bars.
Let's talk.
So
what's
a
snacks?
Food that
yeah.
we can, yeah, what's a snack? Let's get snacking. Have you done Doughboys yet?
What?
There's another podcast called Doughboys. They're sort of a rival podcast of ours, but you haven't done that show yet?
I have not.
In their face.
I'm only here because of Kevin.
Hell yeah.
Good. What other podcasts have you been on? Just so Ben knows what he's dealing with.
I've been on Song Exploder, which is maybe, I don't really listen to that many podcasts, to be honest. I was on a lot of podcasts
feel
this
a little
year.
Better.
And
yeah. feel a little worse.
The only podcast I've ever really listened to is Song Exploder. But that's about it. I did enjoy the, what's it called? The Sporkful, I think.
Sporkful.
Yeah.
Because they were, I assume that
they were one of the first people that invited me to be on. And I never heard of them. And then there was a whole pasta thing that I heard about later. But I thought that the way that it got put together was very nice.
Well, I mean, that's something you and I agree with because I don't listen to any podcasts either. I don't listen to this one.
How are you going to be a podcast host?
This is a great question. It's something I probably should have done. Again, I didn't know this was a possibility. So I probably would have crammed in a lot of podcasts had I known. But now I feel like we're kind of on the same page, though. Yeah. Don't you?
Well, hang on.
But I'm not trying out to be a podcast host.
Right.
I'm a podcast guest.
Hopefully. Now you're trying out to be a host. You're a guest. Both of you don't listen to podcasts. Is it a requirement to do it? And I'll ask you this. I mean, you're a musician, but do you listen to music, really?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Oh, that's great news. So you're not the only musician we have here. Something you may not know is we're actually all in the same biz.
In a way.
You're sitting here with three other musicians.
Well,
Ben just completed my masterclass on making music.
So
and
we recorded,
it was really rewarding.
We recorded a separate podcast where it's much like the masterclasses you'll see ads for on YouTube. And Sean instructed me on making music. And we did get a couple songs out of it.
We made some songs. So I'm curious because you, by your own admission, listen to music, your words, not mine. Would you, from a professional musician perspective, want to hear a sampling of the work we created and kind of feel out, is this something for us to collaborate on? Here you are, you're on our podcast. Do we get on one of your songs? I don't know. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But would you want to check that out?
Sure.
Yes. I can't believe how enthusiastic you seem about this.
Girl, I guess it's time to put my cards on the table. You shredded my heart like a shipping label. Feeling invisible, moving through a crowd. I don't even say my controversial thoughts out loud. When
stop, Kevin. I think I should
down.
Explain something about the song.
Who's singing?
That's Sean.
That's me.
Sean.
So two things to know about this song. One is the lyrics are all centered around the survivalist concept of the gray man. Are you familiar with the idea of becoming gray?
No.
The gray man is able to move undetected through a public space when the thin veneer of society falls away. And so a lot of the methodology involved in that, for instance, cutting all the shipping labels off of your packages so that your neighbors don't know what companies you shop from, those are being folded into the song. Just something I think that might increase your enjoyment, although the song stands on its own.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we probably should have explained it before we played the song.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think starting, stopping, maybe getting back into it for just two or three more lines. Yeah. And then when you asked who was singing, was it because it's so good?
Yes.
One other thing to know about the song is the way it was constructed is I just sang it and then someone else assembled music for it much later.
Oh.
So if the music doesn't match, that's why.
Got it.
Down, I don't turn on the lights. Things have gone from color to a blend of black and white. When you walked away, you turned my whole world gray. Don't know what to say now that you turned this man gray. Change my haircut that I know you never liked. It's shorter now, but it's not quite high and tight.
Okay, so I think we can fade it out. Pretty nondescript. So, talk about this song. I mean, explode this thing for me. That's what you do, right?
Yeah, like pretend we're on Song Exploder, I guess, right?
Yeah. Let's blow this fucking thing to bits.
So who did Ben do the arrangement?
No. So engineer Brett wasn't able to be here with us today, but he's our friend who does music as well.
Yeah, he's actually talented and knows what he's doing. Our involvement was somewhat limited to vocals.
The lyrics.
But lyrics Ben, as well.
Did Ben contribute lyrics? What was Ben's role in all of this?
Ben has his own song. Yeah. If you think you're done hearing songs podcast, I have great news for you. There's another one. Ben was actually able to get in the studio.
I love it when...
fuck COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You love it when what? You get to hear new artists, young, exciting artists?
Yeah, it's cool to discover new music. And we're right there with you.
When men play their music for me.
I assume that would be something you would like, especially men like this.
And thanks for calling us men.
Yes, because so often I feel like a little boy and all it takes is a reminder from an artist I respect that, hey, I'm a man out here.
Yeah.
I'm a gray man writing songs about it.
Not so young.
So would you? Yeah, I guess that's right.
Graying man.
So I guess maybe let's hear some of the other song and then we can see, because
let's
you said you like
song.
When men hear it,
yeah,
and then when men play music,
I'm gonna pick which one I like more.
Great.
And whoever wins it is the podcast host.
Oh my god.
Okay, high stakes for me.
Any setup, or should we just jump right in?
You know, why don't we do the same thing? Let's just play it. Now that we've established the pattern, let's just play a little, and then maybe we'll add some context in a second.
So bizarre.
You're all locked up, and you want to be free. Got tricked good, should listen to me. Who you thought was your friend was a liar. But
it's
no sugar glider.
Okay, why don't we stop there?
Good spot to stop.
Yeah.
It.
You know what a sugar glider is? Maybe it's a little cute animal.
I don't know. I've never heard of that before. But is it like a flying squirrel type?
Very similar.
Yeah, they look like that. But maybe even
so close.
Yeah, bigger eyes.
Your guys' fixations are very different than mine. We must have very different algorithms.
Okay.
Yeah, our Instagram stuff is probably totally different. Mine is all over the place. It's but right now it's probably pretty sugar glider heavy, especially after coming up with the lyrics to this with Brett. So in the song, a guy thinks a sugar glider, his pet sugar glider, is an actual animal, when in reality it's a criminal hiding as a sugar glider.
And that criminal harboring that fugitive who he thought was an exotic animal has led to him being arrested by Interpol and secured in a Russian prison.
So it's kind of relatable, and I feel like anybody can get behind it and have a similar experience.
So I guess we'll hear like two more lines of the song, then we'll just talk about both of them.
Okay, great.
Look at your face, it's full of scars. Took your kidney and your car. Thought he was cute, but he's a Russian thug for hire. He ain't no sugar glider.
All right, cool.
Okay, great.
Why don't we stop there, Kevin?
So let's stop there. So, you know, tell me, first reaction, scale 1 to 10, the first song.
Both songs are tens.
Both are tens.
Okay.
Both are tens.
I knew it.
I will say, we talked about it before we recorded today. Sean was like, I think like we're going to play the songs, they're probably going to be both tens. And I was like, no way. So he did call that, and it's fair, and you were right.
Hey, and I you know, I never want to be right at your expense, Ben. Part of what makes our dynamic work is that we lift each other up and support each other. Mm-hmm. But this is one where I'm happy to take the win, because she's actually celebrating your artistic achievement as well. You said something that was interesting to me, Michelle, which is that our fixations are different from yours. Can I hear about some of your fixations?
I have been into the Brontes lately.
The Brontes.
Yeah.
All three of them?
Yeah. I actually was doing a crossword the other day, and it was a combo clue. Was
Michelle,
like
I was doing the same crossword.
Did you? Really?
Puzzle.
Yeah. It was funny because I'm reading Jane Eyre right now, and it was like trilogy of like women writers, or I don't remember what the clue was, but I had just been reading about the Brontes and was
what
interested
if I
in...
told you
you have the same fixation.
I played Brocklehurst.
What?
Yeah, that's right. I played Brocklehurst in a stage production of Jane Eyre.
Oh,
I don't know. I guess he's the damn headmaster. So we're obsessed with Jane Eyre, but we don't know Brocklehurst.
I forgot about Brocklehurst. I'm in like act 2.
Busted.
I'm more of a spelling bee guy myself.
Okay.
You guys ever do the spelling bee?
I was 2 words shy of Queen Bee the other day.
That was
kicking myself. One of them I should have gotten. The other one, I was like, huh?
That's a word.
You ever do the spelling bee, Michelle?
I have some tour mates that I think do that, but I haven't. I'm not on this app. It's an app, right?
It's on the New York Times crossword puzzle.
It's in the
puzzle.
Same crossword puzzle app.
Oh, really?
It's in the same damn app. You back out a crossword puzzle, they got crossword puzzle, the Daily Mini, and right below that, the Spelling Bee.
Oh, cool.
And you know what? Don't get into it, because it takes over your life, and it's too much.
It's an obsession.
If you get every word, I mean, you max out at a genius, right?
Genius is the level, and if you don't get to genius, your whole day is ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do get to genius, you go, I think I could get Queen Bee.
So if you go beyond genius and get every word that's possible, they give you a status called Queen Bee, which every once in a while I'll see somebody take a screen grab of it and like post it on Instagram or something. Now, I am not good at spelling. I've never gotten Queen Bee. I've gotten close a couple times, but even that was a bit of a stretch. Someday, maybe I'll keep my fingers crossed.
How's your spelling?
I think my spelling is pretty dece. I don't know if I like really am too interested in doubling down on my spelling, but
yeah. And crossword wise, What kind of times are we looking at?
I have to be honest, I don't do the crossword too regularly anymore. I was more into it a couple years ago, but now my husband does it, and I'll if he's like having trouble, then I'll help him. My drummer is really good at it. But yeah, most of my like app focus is on
for a number on the time.
Okay, a number on the time. I don't know. Like, it depends on the day.
Sure does.
But let's say it's a good day.
Let's say
no, but it depends which day of the week.
If it's a Monday, then it's like, you know, it's 10 minutes. Like,
we're sub 10 on Monday, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But
we're sub 10 on the Monday.
To be honest, I don't know if I could finish like a Thursday by myself at this point in time.
I can't finish it without checking it.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, am I really doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
I need checking. I'll take any of the help I can get. I need to cross that line.
Who am I trying to prove something to? I'm not checking my Thursday puzzle. Who's it for? It's torture.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
So Bang hasn't had all of his kind of hosting paces tested here. So I do want to say, so let's say I get up and have to go to the bathroom during the podcast. It's an emergency. I'm leaving you two alone to banter on your own.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you might handle that, Ben? Let's say I'm very sick and I really need to leave the podcast immediately. And okay. I may not even come back. How are you going to handle that with Michelle?
I try to stay cool because I think, oh, and he's gone. And I'm worried because is this a test or was he trying to tell us that he does have something going on? And then it makes me question the whole thing about Hayes building these cars and maybe he's sick too. Maybe both these guys have been hanging out. Maybe they're both sick. But I'll put that aside and put my professional foot forward with the, I don't know, impending death of two guys I know possibly out there. Kevin doesn't know. He looks clueless.
Clueless. Sorry, gang.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ben.
I am thinking about back to the spelling thing and that you're like, you're decent spelling.
Do you want to throw some words out there?
Well, no, I don't. But like when you write songs and write music, are you ever worried somebody's going to like look at the shit you wrote down and be like, hey, what's this say? That would freak me out.
That would be the hope, I think.
That people are looking at it and like, will you just write it down and then just like put it out there for everybody to see?
I mean, that's my job.
God damn, you're brave.
You did it too, Ben.
But you don't like clean it up.
You were explaining your lyrics on here. You just did the
right,
same thing.
Right, but that's different than like seeing the like little scrap of paper I wrote it down on.
You have premiered, you've debuted the song on this podcast and talked about your inspirations and...
Yeah, I think if people saw the guts of it, is what I'm saying, like, that would be horrifying. They would be like, can this guy write? Like, can
about
he
sugar gliders?
Can he actually put, like, hold a pencil? It looks like a serial killer wrote it.
Are you talking about my actual handwriting?
Yeah.
I tricked you.
Oh, are you okay?
I've always been fine. I'm actually doing great. Michelle, were you comfortable during that segment? That's a no.
Modestly, yes,
a
no.
That's a no. I blew it.
No, I think that he did good, but I feel like we're both like feeling wrapped in the dark here.
Let me ask this, and I feel like maybe some of our content and the references have gotten a little insular, and you're feeling on the outside of it. So I'm going to try to do something a little more inclusive. So you did music for a video game.
Okay.
Isn't that right?
I did.
Do you know Matt Apodaca?
No, I don't.
Okay. This guy loves video games.
Who is that?
He's a guy. Well, I'll just come right out and say it. He's part of another podcast. But this one's about video games. And I was just talking to him recently. And then I'm listening to your video game music. And I'm thinking, God, Matt would just love this. So something to put on the wish list.
I have some feedback for Ben, if that helps.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I could
huge.
Use it.
I'm always thinking about co-host dynamic. And okay. Although this is being very friendly overall, I always think icebreakers never hurt for a meeting of someone new. And so, Ben, I actually wrote some for you if you'd like me to send them to you.
I would
you.
Love that. Yeah, if you want to send them to me, send them away.
Okay, I put a handful of them in the chat just to you.
Okay.
And then maybe you could try asking them.
Oh, this is a lot. There's a lot.
You can pick your favorites.
Kevin's never done this for me, sent me something to kind of help me with my interview.
Well, I think they are going to help. I'm zeroing in on one right away. And this is from Kevin's icebreaker list. Michelle, who's your cartoon crush?
Oh, you know, I was just watching the Netflix trailer for Cowboy Bebop. And okay. I feel like Spike Spiegel is like the ultimate cartoon crush from Cowboy Bebop. He's such a babe.
And this is where I'm feeling. And thank you for being honest with me.
Good. This guy's fucking crushing it. He's stealing my show. Kevin, why didn't you send me any of these icebreakers?
What about you?
This would
Ben?
Be so helpful.
Sorry.
Cartoon crush? I mean, this sounds so basic. And you leveled
with
me.
Are you going to say Jessica Rabbit?
I'm not.
Or Lola Bunny?
No, I'm actually going to say Bugs Bunny. Wow. I'm going with the classics. I know it's like saying fucking Coca-Cola or like vanilla ice cream, but like you can't beat Bugs Bunny.
OG.
The dude's funny. I mean, gender fluid.
Yeah, nobody asked me, but I gotta think for Bad Boys. I know it's not good, but the Kooky Crisp Burglar has gotta be up there for me.
Wow.
I mean, you think about this dude is looking danger in the face every day. The way he's dressed, you know he's been caught stealing cookies before because he's still in the prison outfit. But he goes right back to the flame.
Well, the thing about the Kooky Crisp criminal...
Sorry, I had to like Google
yeah,
him.
Look
I
who he is. He's got a dog. Like which points wow. for having a dog, because like it means he does have a big heart.
I think the dog's name is Chip.
The dog's name is Chip. That's correct. And he actually served his time. In
What's
full.
Like under his nose? Like is his like is are they like wrinkles?
That's okay. A vicious scar. No, it's a horrible scar. The lore of the Kooky Crisp Burglar is actually pretty tragic.
Is it really?
It's kind of like, yeah, those are scars. I think somebody tried to, so as I know it,
he
someone tried to sew his mouth shut so he couldn't eat cookies anymore.
Yes, that's correct.
And those are stitches. It's mm-hmm. not a wispy little mustache.
Oh, they're mustache. It's a no, mustache.
You, no, like it's you would think
mustache.
That.
It looks like a mustache. It does.
It looks like a little wispy mustache, but those are actually the pieces of stitching that are still in there from when mm-hmm. they
from someone tried, took a needle yeah. and thread and tried to secure his mouth shut so that he couldn't steal any more cookies.
No, those horrible, are hairs.
Horrible
I've
punishment.
I've seen it from a new angle now. And
Michelle,
I can see the mustache.
You're really mm-hmm. nice. I mean... I can tell you gave us some points that maybe you were fudging it a little bit, and now you're being nice to even the Kooky Crisp mascot and saying that's a mustache, not terrifying stitches that are just dangling from your upper lip.
It looked like it initially, mm-hmm. but now I see that it's a mustache. Maybe they amended mm-hmm. it.
But yeah,
in
you can
time.
When you get convicted for something. Like staying, like being a cookie addict and eating cookie and going to jail for that. You can't get out early on probation. But if you get busted when you're on probation, you're going to be in the slammer like three times as long. So what the Kooky Crisp criminal did is he actually served his initial sentence.
Oh, that
he's
was really
like,
nice.
He's like, I know I'm going to be back here.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want parole? I'm going to get busted again. I'm going to wind back up in the big house. And so it's smart. He knows he's got a problem and he's just committed to it. So good choice, Sean.
Mm. Good Thanks. Choice. Yeah, that's definitely my personal cartoon crush. And yours is Bugs Bunny and, of course, Cowboy Bebop. So
we've got some other icebreakers here.
Great.
And here's one. You accidentally selected Lyft ride share and pick up the guy who you did the big bow on your plane?
It's a reference to some earlier questions, but we can get to that later.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't realize this was like a narrative.
It becomes one.
Okay. I'll start. Wow.
Maybe you start with you're flying from LA to Atlanta to see the big game.
Okay, great. And you know what? I appreciate these.
And I gotta dock you a few co-host points here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to for this to work out.
Yeah.
Because I don't know when we're gonna see Hayes again. These cars take forever to make.
If and that's
get
true.
Them onto, and to get them onto the Lost Island is going to be a massive undertaking.
Now I'm starting to think that Kevin has gone from maybe ally to enemy and set me up for failure with this list.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see.
So you're flying to LA to Atlanta to see the big game. When the plane lands, everyone claps. But here's the kicker. Dude in front of you stands and takes a bow. Is that funny or disrespectful?
Wait, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I can give you the rundown one more time.
I'm going to need it again, too. Not that anyone's asking me.
Ben, we need more riveting narration.
And also, I feel like the big game is in LA, Kevin. So, like, the story kind of, I guess,
maybe
could be
flip
any big
it
game.
From Atlanta to yeah. LA. Thank okay. you. Okay.
Yeah, I'll fix it up.
Good note.
So, you're flying from Atlanta to LA to see the big game, right? We can't say Super Bowl, but that's what we're implying. The plane lands, and you know how it is when the plane lands. It's smooth landing, everybody claps.
Oh, okay, right.
Okay. Everybody cheers. You're in LA, you're going to see the big game, you're fucking psyched. In this scenario, you like football, okay? Which probably a stretch. It's not.
Why
maybe
is that a stretch?
Because you know
yeah,
what?
It's pretty, oh my God.
It's a pretty problematic game right now.
Okay.
All the CTE stuff.
So you're
stuff.
Like, so now you're stereotyping our guest as not problematic.
Yeah.
I think that Michelle could be just as problematic as anyone else.
I am hoping she's like, I don't support that the gladiator sports people with brain damage. So everybody, again, in this scenario, you're
the thing
fucking
that
pumped.
Ben has a problem with is that the people have brain damage.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to support
ben
people
thinks
with
I don't
brain
support
damage.
People with brain damage.
So in this scenario, you support people with brain damage. And just run with that, okay? So, like, get into character. You're somebody who likes brain damage.
Could be a cool acting exercise. Mm-hmm. You've done everything else.
Everybody's clapping.
Music, memoir, you're making a movie. And now it's time to act.
I'll tell you what I don't have. A podcast.
Your own podcast.
So this is the smoothest landing you've ever been on. I mean, this thing, you didn't even realize the plane touched down. You thought you were still in the air. It's like, holy shit, we just landed. Like, no little bump, nothing. It's not scary. Like, it's everybody's legit pumped about this landing. And they're like, fuck, I don't normally do this. And this is maybe how you're thinking on this plane. Like, I'm not a clapper for when the planes land. That's just their job. But this one, I'm fucking clapping for this shit. So you're clapping. There's this guy, thinks he's a real joker. He's sitting in front of you. And instead of clapping, he gets up,
yeah.
turns around, got takes it. A big bow.
As if the applause is for him.
Yeah,
Michelle.
Yeah. Yeah, got it. Hate him.
You hate him. You think that's him. Disrespectful.
Not funny. Oops.
I don't think it's disrespectful. I just think it's, I like
it's
hate
lame,
that. I hate
dude.
That type of guy.
Okay.
Kevin, did you do that?
Nope.
But it feels like he wanted to.
I hate that type of guy.
Let me change it. Let me change this just a little bit.
My husband's like brother. He might listen to this podcast, but his
friend. Your husband's brother?
My husband's brother's friend is the type of guy.
They're obsessed with this podcast.
Yeah, he probably is obsessed with this podcast. I don't know. Like, what is your demographic? Like, are they going to listen to this and think
husband's
brother?
It's mostly friends of brother-in-laws.
It's husband's brother's friends.
It's husband's brother's friends.
That's who we're aiming at. Yeah, we cater
that's
our content
that's something that he would
them.
Do. He's like the type of person that like goes to a really fancy restaurant and is like, you guys have nuggets here? Like multiple times.
Oh, wow. So like not just to like, to the waiter, he makes the
and
same
that
joke.
To me is like the type
I thought
of
this place was nice.
Who,
they don't even have nuggets.
Who would get up and like bow in that And I hate that.
And they take his plate and he's like, I hated it.
Can I change the scenario? Yeah.
Exactly.
I'd just like to get a read on you from this.
I'm just wondering if your demographic is going to hate me because like they're that guy.
Michelle?
Yeah.
The only thing our demographic hates is hate itself.
Okay.
We're a positive group, uplifting. They're going to say, really cool that Michelle did the show. She didn't know what it was, but we love the way she just rolled with it. Okay. Now, let me give you a scenario similar to the one that Ben pitched you. You land, smooth landing. Everybody's clapping. You're clapping too. And a woman in the front row stands and takes a bow. How do we feel about her?
That would never happen. I can't even imagine. I will say, like, in that scenario, like, it would be so much more surprising if a woman did that. And I almost.
You'd have to give it up.
You'd have to give it up.
I wouldn't hate her, I think.
That's right.
I'd be like, okay.
And honestly, I'm starting to think if I'm on a date with some girl and I'm at a restaurant and she's like, do you guys have nuggets? I might even get on board with that.
I might go, all right.
Different way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's but time.
But here's another one. Like, okay. I also don't really love it when like a waiter drops a glass and someone starts clapping.
Right,
that's sarcastic.
And I think man or woman, that would bother me.
A woman clapping for that, I don't support. But
a man clapping, you're into.
A man clapping for that, I go, get yours, brother. Especially if it's the friend of a husband's brother.
Yeah.
What do you think of this scenario, Michelle? Waiter drops a glass, right? Then somebody else drops a glass on purpose just to have their back.
Mm-hmm.
And been like, happens to all of us, right?
Then whole restaurant starts dropping glasses in solidarity with the waiter. So that effectively their manager would have to fire the entire restaurant.
Good luck with that, right? I mean, now you could bring up that the customers in the restaurant don't work there, so you couldn't fire them, and that would be impossible. But
you definitely can't fire all of them.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Would you? I guess the question is, do you drop your glass?
Yeah, do you drop your glass?
I would not drop my glass, I don't think.
Holy shit.
Wow.
You're strong individualist.
Why would we do that?
Well, because
especially if there's like a tasty beverage in there, I'm not going to drop my glass.
Okay.
So, drink. Favorite drink. Go.
Well, right now I'm in Austin, so I'm like wanting a margarita.
Mm-hmm. Margaritaville. Here we come.
And we go in salt or.
Yeah, I'm a sugar. Definitely not sugar.
Yeah, that's weird.
Wow. Did you see how fast fucking Kevin backed off that shit? Sugar. That's weird. Who would do that? He's fucking kicking his sugar bag further under his desk
right now. He doth protest too much. I've never seen a more obvious sugar margarita drinker in my life than Chef Kevin. So, what was the other scenario, Ben, about the guy who did the big bow? Now we can hear that question.
Okay. You accidentally selected Lyft ride share.
Oh, so
you're in a Lyft going to the big game.
You're going to you're straight from the airport.
Kevin, did you write all of these?
Yeah, maybe.
Kevin should be the host. Why isn't Kevin the host?
That's my favorite question.
One on here.
Okay,
Kevin.
Fair.
Well, you know, let's try it.
Okay.
Kevin can just read his own icebreaker. He's been feeding you this entire content.
Okay, yeah, you want to go straight to the source? I mean, I thought I added a little bit of
color. Your narration was riveting.
I'm so sorry. Well, there's a question in between here. You're taking a Lyft to big game, and Lyft driver says, "What do you do?" And now you're feeling adventurous, and you don't want to say musician. What do you say?
Oh, wow. I'm like a really bad liar. I don't know what I would say.
Now, Kevin, like can you give us what would you do as the Lyft driver one more time?
What do you do?
Okay, so that's the guy who's asking you.
How could I lie to that guy?
Yeah.
He sounds so earnest.
Yeah, it's tough.
But does musician lead to a bunch of follow-ups that you don't want to answer?
I'm going to add some caveats. This guy's got like a guitar in his passenger seat.
Yeah, yeah.
And like a lot of music shit. And like clearly is hoping you're a musician. And probably yeah. knows you are, maybe.
He's got a music note tattooed across
on the back
his hand.
Of his neck.
Yeah, on his, and on his neck.
I'd be like, I'm in marketing.
Okay.
Well, you had said plumber, so that's an interesting choice.
I will say that
Let's pick at that.
I feel like that facade would like break apart.
Yeah. After
the plumber can't answer a follow up.
If you were like, "Oh, what is if you asked me any I don't know what a follow up question to that would
Right. I don't know that you would get a lot. Like, I mean, it would probably be general what are your most common calls or something, because I don't think they would get super technical where they'd be like, oh, plumber, huh? You mind if I get a look at your crescent wrench?
Yeah. But you might get some sick freak who's into like scatological stuff and they perk right up and they're like, oh, tell me some horror stories. And then it's like, oh, no.
But you could like riff on that so easily. So I think that like...
What's the nastiest thing you ever found?
Let's do it. So this guy's like a... This guy... You say plumber. This guy goes, ooh... Tell me, what's the nasty shit you've seen in there?
He goes, ooh, my favorite. So you say you run into a lot of clogged sinks. What's the most fucked up thing that's ever clogged a sink?
And you're kind of jarred because this guy just dropped fucked up on you and you're in a lift. And it seems like it's kind of unprofessional, but you're ready to roll. Maybe you've had a couple margaritas and you're feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Couple sugary
Ben
margaritas.
Is getting more comfortable. He's really loosening up here. I feel like he's hitting his stride. I have to.
Oh my God. Ben is taking over the show, which is all I ever wanted, is just to kind of fade into the background.
So
I can finally retire.
Tell us some of these nasty clogs.
You know, you have your standard hair, children's mm-hmm. toys.
Anything alive?
A live tapeworm. About this big.
Yeah, those things are nasty.
I
had one of those.
1 foot. Yeah, wriggling around.
Only that big? Boy, lucky guy. Usually mine are way longer.
I throw Drano in my sink. That thing just drinks the Drano. Doesn't do anything.
Yep, that's my life as a plumber. You never know.
That's really good.
Yeah, that sold me.
And then I'm shutting up the rest of the ride.
I shut up. I actually start texting my friends and I go, hey, I'm riding with this really cool plumber who's definitely real. I'm holding my phone. I'm keeping my phone screen away from you. I just met a real plumber. I'm in the car with her. She said that she saw a tapeworm only half the size of mine clogging up a drain.
Now, this is where
What's
you might
my
get
move?
Into, this is where you get into trouble, because you know what the move is. That guy's buddy starts feeding him plumber specifics,
mm-hmm.
And then he starts spitting out all this complicated plumber mumbo jumbo, and then
he'd be like, "What brand is your
plumber
wrench?"
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Then he is like, "Let me see your crescent wrench, or whatever."
Yeah, but I'm not bringing my crescent wrench on the plane. I'm
okay,
going on
good.
Vacation.
That's
great
good.
Answer,
smart.
Great answer,
smart.
I don't think I could tell you a brand of a crescent wrench, though.
Well, that is usually how we end the show. Is
Craftsman.
We just get two, three.
Craftsman, she did it. She landed it. The pressure was on, and she can't. It just came out. Craftsman.
Okay, that's awesome. So your portion is done. Obviously, it'd be great if you could stick around and go through a quick checklist of just things that we can grade Ben on. In terms of voice, what do we think? Did it feel real?
I think that Ben has a nice voice. I think that Ben's face looks a little bit too nice and put together for this occupation.
Okay. Okay, I'll take that.
A face not for radio.
He has an actor's face.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you kind of expect him to be a little dumb.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of and people like, do expect funny. Me to be dumb as fuck.
So I feel like your faith in him as a podcast host is lower. But I feel like he was like finding his stride towards the end there.
So through like the transitive property or whatever, I guess we can assume that I have what you believe to be a podcaster's face. All right. Well, this is the last episode of the show. Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss commercial jingles. The boys catch up with producer Josh Richman, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.